Folks, LPR business guru Craig Feitinger has informed me that we're a little less than $34,000 short of making budget this year. As you consider your year-end giving, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to Support Issues, etc., truth-centered mission outreach. Any size gift is deeply appreciated, and as a way of saying thanks, we'll send you a CD of a sermon that I preached on Christmas and another on the baptism of Jesus. You can financially support Issues, etc. by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues, etc. in mind at the end of 2011. Well, we always read your blogs, and when we do this, we're scouring them for the best of the best, and I think the actual volume of blog posting has gone up a little bit. I think because people have more time to spend indoors when the weather gets bad, they spend more time in front of their computers expressing their thoughts. Many of our listeners blog, and we like to read them, and then every week, as often as we can, pick one of these blogs. Jeff picks one, I pick one, as Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week. If you have a blog you'd like us to read it and maybe pick it, then just send us an email with the address of your blog, talkback@issuesetc.org, and it always helps to have the Issues, Etc. widget there that you can find on the support page at our website, issuesetc.org. Jeff always goes first.
My pick is The Sober Peasant by Pastor James Douthwaite, and it's a series of posts titled What Warms a Pastor's Heart. Here's part one. What warms a pastor's heart is when you receive a phone call from a catechumen from your previous church whom you confirmed 13 years ago and haven't heard from since we now live a distance away, who tells you she is getting married and was thinking about you and all that you did for her, who still remembers her catechism, how much effort was put into her, how much you cared, what a rough stretch in her life that was, and how she would not be the person she is today without that, makes it all worth it. That one will get me through a lot. Number two, What Warms a Pastor's Heart, Part Two, an annual congregational voters meeting that is a joy to attend, run by a good and dedicated board of laymen with a good mix of seriousness and humor, respect for everyone, and with all on the same page. The only blip we had was an incorrect budget included in the annual report, but you know what happened? Humor. No upset or suspicion, just one member calling out, "We have to pass the budget to know what's in the budget." No, it wasn't Mr. Pelosi. I thank God for this congregation for the honor and privilege of being a pastor. And part three of What Warms a Pastor's Heart, hearing children sing the liturgy. My pick for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week, The Sober Peasant by Pastor James Douthwaite.
Mine comes from Pastor Richard Stuckwish, who was recently on the program with us. He writes fantastic blogs. His blog is called Thinking Out Loud, and he has written recently quoting Luther on celibacy, and it's a great thing to read. Here's what's remarkable about it. I'll just read this for you. You tell me how this sounds to your modern ears. He would enter into wedlock as a Christian must not be ashamed of being poor and despised and doing insignificant work. He's contrasting it with entering into the monastery. He should take satisfaction in this. First, that his status and occupation are pleasing to God. Second, that God will most certainly provide for him if only he does his job to the best of his ability, and that if he cannot quite be a squire or a prince, he is a manservant or a maidservant. To sum up the matter, writes Luther, whoever finds himself unsuited to the celibate life should see to it right away that he has something to do and to work at. Then let him strike out in God's name and get married. A young man, listen to this. A young man should marry at the age of 20 at the latest, says Luther. A young woman at 15 to 18. Wow. He says that's when they are still in good health and best suited for marriage. Let God worry about how they and their children are to be fed. God makes children. He will surely also feed them. Should he fail to exalt you and them here on earth, then take satisfaction in the fact that he has granted you a Christian marriage and know that he will exalt you there and be thankful to him for his gifts and favors. Wow. Luther on marriage and celibacy. Luther saying, I knew that this early marriage thing was a great idea. I want a bumper sticker that says, marriage, why wait? Question mark. Marriage, why wait? Question mark. Because any answer you give to that question, why wait, tells me exactly what you think about marriage and its priority. And lo and behold, I got Luther on my side. 20 at the latest for the young men and 15 to 18 at the latest for the young ladies, and let God worry about how the kids will be fed. And I know many of you are out there saying, nah, come on, that won't work. We live in a complicated world where you need to go out and make a living and lay down a foundation. Think about the world into which Luther was speaking those words. A world that was beset by the plague, where most people never made two gold coins in a whole year. I think he knows a little bit more about what he's talking about. When we come back, it's a conversation on a new Pew Research study that has marriage rates falling among Americans. Devera Cohn of the Pew Research Center will be our guest, and then Colleen Carroll Campbell to react to it, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. I'm looking at this on my desk as I speak. The Issues Etc. Christmas bulletin, it contains two very important things for you. Information for you and your congregation in your bulletin on talk radio for the Christmas season. We've got a great lineup of talk radio for you over the Christmas season. And sacred music for the Christmas season from LutheranPublicRadio.org. You can find out more about that and get this bulletin for your church for this Sunday at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there at the top of the page. Download and print it off. Help us promote talk radio for the Christmas season and sacred music for the Christmas season. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 is next.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.